we have an attendee guest of honor. This year's guest of honor met certain criteria that we never expected. They came completely out of the blue. After just about every event, you know, I had to take a little bit of a break, get a cat nap. But beforehand, I do check the Telegram group. I was scrolling through the Telegram group the other night when I saw something completely crazy. Somebody was talking about how they just finished biking here. And it's like, oh, biking? Oh, well, okay. You gotta be local to the area, right? They had videos of their bike trip and everything, but they had videos from daylight and nighttime talking about how spooky it was to get up here and drive around on their bike at night. They shared that they had made it to their hotel, not any truly local hotel. It's not one of our overflows. It's not here. They had to get a hotel a little bit out of the ways. And tracing back the messages that they had sent in the Telegram group, I saw something that immediately made me need to talk to this person immediately. Direct message. They had biked here from New York City. I'm not joking. Hotel room here, tracked down Silver, said, "You're not going to believe this." And I had verified with this person just beforehand that this was legit, and it's like, where are you? Like, we need to meet right now. I need to give you all the things, everything I can. His name is Rocket, and he is actually used to doing things like this because he primarily gets involved with any sort of major long-distance biking event for charity. He's gone from LA to other cities nearby before. He's gone, like, New York City, almost to Boston before. And he said that it's because he gets involved with raising money for HIV and AIDS. And it's like, oh my God. Attendee guest of honor earns twice over. So he made it to the hotel that night. He was coming back with a friend, had him run over to Con Ops, brought him over to registration. Registration had been closed. We opened it immediately, hooked him up, and he has had a real good weekend. He's not here right now because, again, he did bike here, so he had to jump on a bus with his bike to make it back because it has been raining today, so unfortunately he couldn't do that Superman act back. But I did tell him, he is getting full recognition here at closing ceremonies. Everyone, can we hear it for this year's attendee guest of honor, Rocket? We've got some more amazing, exciting things to share, but I can't do it alone, and some of these things are not my place to say. Silver, Black, everybody, come out on stage. Let's hear it for the Propoxics 2019 staff.
This closing ceremonies. First off, I kind of want to throw out some thank yous. A lot of our staff worked incredibly hard this year, and a lot of them were brand new, and they have a lot more hard work to get back to, so we're kind of going to do that first. But first off, I want to thank every and each one of you. Big round of applause for yourselves. Thank you for coming. So, the first thing that I want to recognize is our dealer's den. It was a brand new team, headed up by one of our guests of honor from last year, who oddly enough loved us so much he wanted to become a director and staff. So I'd like to welcome right now, Ethan.
Director of art, and then decided, hey, since we had this other drama staff, can you maybe please do this? I was like, but you know, it ended up being one of the most rewarding experiences. There have been many things that I had to clean up and many things that I had to put together from like scratch, but it's been a good learning experience, and I came here thinking, wow, this is going to be like really relaxing, everything's going to be fine. And
little did you know.
No, little did I know little, because this is my first experience really directing like 50 to 60 to 70 people, like, you know, in one go. And so I kept thinking, yeah, I'm going to bring all my friends here, and it's going to be a great time, because, you know, maybe they'll do some volunteer work, it'll be a little light, it'll be a little easy, we'll go to hang out and do some drinks and stuff, but the department needed some help, and I ended up deciding to enlist them as my department slaves, aka new staff members. And I'm serious. Like, no, there has never been a situation where I have been able to depend on some of my closest friends for some of the most important work out there. Because this con, without these people, would not have been the same experience. And I don't know if any of the dealers or the people who were in the den are in here, but it was a pretty positive experience that I've received nothing but amazing feedback. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome up some of the people who gave up their whole weekend, if not probably several hours, if not days of their lives. And I'd like to come up on stage right now. Friends, come on. Don't come too slow. First off, we got Roman over here, techno nerd. Help Togi. So to start with, also, tech department, you have been absolutely wonderful. Everything we've needed, bam, bam. So Roman helped with that. You also helped with the dealer checkout. Connor over here, baby boy, he also decided to help out with dealer checkout. And, you know, he was on it, like, immediately. When I was stressing the heck out on Thursday, I was like, dang, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. And Connor's like, I got you, man. Then over here, we got okay, come here. You need to be the first person that, like, everybody, like, says hi to, because this is Naki. And Naki is one of the best people I've ever met, because he picked up a department that was so behind on everything and spent countless hours, even hours after I was willing to do stuff, to make sure everyone got their payments on time, to make sure everyone had all their stuff in order. There were so many slip-ups in this department, and Naki took every little piece of that in stride. So please, thank Naki if you're going to thank anyone for your kinds of people in my life. So without further ado, I'd also like to have Silver say a few nice words about him.
All right. Yeah, I was told not to give this mic away, and what did I do? I gave it away. Don't kill me. All right. So I've actually had the pleasure of working side by side with this department, being brand new. You know, nothing coming into this. And my counterpart that unfortunately had to step down this year, last year, Dark, he had primarily ran dealers. I focused on Reg, Dark focused on dealers, so really all of us were brand new to this year, and I couldn't have worked with a better team of people. They made my job easy. And if you can make my job easy, that is a gold star in my book. And speaking of gold stars, if I can find the right gold star. All right, there we go. I'm back. So beforehand, there's a lot of prep work. So I decided we were going to do some recognitions at closing ceremony of people who really did a lot of work. Well, when I got to order the awards, I got to do that beforehand. So we improvised a little bit, but First off, I have a gold star for my buddy Ethan for taking this over. It is a apocalypse set of all of these awards. I cannot thank you enough for taking them on, bringing on these wonderful people, and doing an amazing job working with our dealers, keeping our dealers happy. It's not an easy job. There's so much to think about, so many unknowns that we were faced, and like you said, everybody handled it in stride this year. So on top of that, I also have these nice Above and Beyond medals that I would like to award to each of you guys. Not you. You don't get one. You don't get one of those. So, there's also another very special award. This one was provided to all of our chairmen. Each one got one. It is the Star Performer Con Chair Choice Award. I worked side by side with this man right here. So, we had our share of things to figure out, but that's what this is all about. We are faced with unknown problems, and you got about as little sleep as I did. And that says something to me. Somebody that is brand new to this, with this level of commitment, you deserve this award. I couldn't think of a more deserving person. Thank you. Thank you all. You all did amazing jobs. Every last one?
Absolutely. So with that saying, anxious mess, I completely forgot about Lars over here, and I don't know if any of you remember the big guy, literally chief frat boy Grant. He couldn't make it here, unfortunately. He was actually leaving early. Yeah, the honorary one for Grant, big guy. He had taken the department along with Lars over for me. Like, I had no way of watching everything. I'd been running between departments for a million years, and I pointed at them in a split second and said, "You, Artist Alley, Grant, Dealer's Den." And that was it. They just took care of it. They did every little thing, and I supervised them, and they took care of it. Yeah, I can't be grateful enough for the kinds of friends that I have, and the kinds of people, the investments they're willing to put into a con that I put so much love into. So I just want to have one last round of applause for the people who made the Dealer's Den.
Incredible. And I will see you after closing ceremonies to finish today's payouts. So, along with that, like I said, we were recognizing staff that really went above and beyond beforehand. I need to thank absolutely everybody. Without everyone that is a volunteer, a staff member, this thing doesn't happen. It's not me, it's everyone. It's you guys too, our attendees. Without you, this is impossible. So, I love you all. Brand new this year, we actually instituted for the first time ever an actual IT department so that I could have a life, well, at least outside of IT. So, I would like to recognize right now our two IT guys who have put forth more effort than I, you guys didn't get any sleep either. They handled every single technical issue in stride. It is not easy doing what they do. Togi and Polar. These guys lived in my basement for months working on this stuff. And we got here. We can test anything and everything in my basement, try to prepare anything and everything we can, but until we get here and we start doing things, you don't know what's going to happen. These guys faced more than their fair share of challenges this weekend. They met everything and fixed it to get you guys regged, to get you guys checked out. So a big round of applause for these two guys. Up next, we have the quiet behind the scenes. Nobody knows he exists because he spends his days behind these curtains, helping out with Masquerade, helping make sure that things get up. He did a lot of help before the convention with our shed and stuff like that. He is just a wonderful person, though quiet, and I'm sure this is going to embarrass the heck out of him. I'd like to welcome to the stage, Graffy Gatto. He's the artist that we are on. So not only is he a very sweet, caring individual that helped us out endlessly before the convention, but he's also a great artist, and did our first few times. Thank you very much.
Good boy.
That was amazing. Thank you, Graffy. Thank you very much. So, because unfortunately Bear is still recovering and was unable to be here, I get to give away his Star Performer Award, because I can't. I would like to give this to the person that lived in my garage for several weekends, building this thing. Woo! Nick Nocturne. There's a big one. Welcoming this year to our board of directors, we have two, well, technically three brand new individuals. Bear was unable to make it. But we welcomed on board Time Suppression as one of them. I knew him beforehand because he bothered me in the ballroom when I was the ballroom director for Furfrin. And told me how crappy of a job I did, and he could do better. So,
I mean,
no, I'm not, yo, dude, it's the truth. It is absolutely the truth. You do an amazing job. I thoroughly enjoyed having you on the board of directors, but you are the staff's biggest ass. It was his idea. All right. The big boy. The other newcomer to our staff, board of directors, is a great man. He's a giant bear, teddy bear. He may look gruff, but he spent countless hours working with me, making all of this happen, working with me through ordering, keeping me on task, making sure things got done, working with vendors, working with staff, doing all the things that I did not have the time to do. I cannot think of a more deserving person to receive our Furpocalypse staff award for. What did I write on this thing? For outstanding performance. Mr. DeWolf. Yeah!
Big team.
I know you're gonna kill me later.
Here we go!
Yeah!
All right. You can have the box. All right, but seriously, I only had so many awards here for me to give out, but we actually have others to go. So now I'm going to welcome any of our board members that have their Staff Choice Awards to give out, along with other outstanding performance that they would like to recognize. So, let's start with you, Front.
I definitely would like to give mine to Jade Cat. She's helped with co-ops with us, and she has been there most of the night, all night, with most of us, helping all our volunteers and everyone, all the departments overnight to make sure we get things done. Woo!
Pick someone when you work with a ton of people who do an outstanding job all the time. But there's one person in particular that I received several comments from other members of my staff about their performance and how huge of a help they were. So it seemed pretty obvious who I felt like I should give this to. And that would be Graffy Gatto. And making sure that everything is running smoothly and happening the way it's supposed to. And he's been just a massive help, and I'm super glad to have him on board. And come get your medal. Come on.
I just want to say that, even though this is happening, I feel like everyone, no matter what they do, brings something special to this team. And I really don't know how to put into words how amazing this experience has been. And if I keep going, I think I'm gonna start bringing it up right now. But
take your seats, and Silver took mine. Musical chairs. Sparky.
What?
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
What is it? Musical mics?
I'm not allowed to give mine away anymore. I got yelled at twice now.
Well, maybe we should get some duct tape and put it on, tape around your hand. Then you won't ever lose it.
Super glue it.
We could do that too, but that may hurt after. Really, it was really hard for me to figure out who, because I work pretty much. I live at ConOps and security, but I'm also bouncing around other departments checking on everybody. But for somebody who's really been helping me, especially in my department with bear suiting, I would have to give the Kip shot. He was.
Kitty. I award you a medal.
No.
somewhere.
I'm tired.
You think
we're
not? Yeah, true. But you know what, though? Running this department with Black, I don't think I could have done it without another member of our team, which is Mike Wolf. This one right here has been running around, keep making sure our first sitters have been cold with their drinks and everything. I don't think I could have kept running the headless lamp without this one.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Silver dropped off this medal at my desk, and this was probably, you know, hour 20 of me being awake, and I'm like, what do I get this award for? I haven't done anything yet. So he puts it on my desk, and my staffer just sitting next to me, and he goes, well, that's for me? I did a good job, right? And I'm like, Brett, come on. It's the first day. You haven't done Jack, you showed up. But I have something even better. I work with three incredible people that keep my team together. And because Brett stole my medal and probably pawned it for a pack of cigarettes, I have this candle. This Light of My Life Award goes to Brett, Tom, and Joey. Come on. Yeah. So, Brett, if you're watching, this is for you. But these guys take care of me, they keep me steady, they keep me solid. I couldn't ask for a better team. So, thanks, guys.
I always see him there. He's always incredibly friendly. He is one of the nicest people that I know. He would give you the shirt off his back. Flip. Yeah. Flip. Thank you for everything you do to help out. Just come here. We are not done with all the awards, but I think a lot of them are going to be given away kind of on the side because we're taking a really long time. If any of my other directors have ones that they wish to give out, come see me or jump up on stage and steal them from me right now. I'd like to thank our art department who did our amazing assets. Oh yeah, that's right, Frighten. Where is he? Last year too.
So I got to thank this. He works tirelessly on our graphic design and does such amazing things for us. I can't thank you enough for just the countless hours that you put in for us. Our animations, our videos, our slides that we do for presenting people, put my name on, I have no idea why.
What?
You want to say anything? I don't know, I have no idea. I just figured I'd throw you under the bus.
I don't have anything either, but...
Our art show. Hopefully you guys got to take a look at that. Set up over there in Kent, run by Spots. Let's see, we already went through our dealers to check out, our security people, our ops people, Front and his team. Catching up on a little sleep there, finally. Good boy. Our registration guys, are any of them in here?
There they are. I know you're over there.
Every last one of you guys are troopers. You stay in that room and take care of us, get us regged. We have stuff for you guys too. Dragoon, who is going to be. Is Dragoon here?
He's
getting called up a little bit later. Our tabletop gaming people. Video gaming this year was run by a bunch of volunteers. Because unfortunately, we did not have a director for that department this year. I know it was a little bit chaotic, but the volunteers pulled through and had a successful video game room this year. I can't thank them enough for coming in and taking care of that. I know a lot of our staff also went in there to assist to make that happen. Our AV guys that take care of our movies, our panel rooms, making sure that you guys have the projectors and everything. If any of you guys hosted panels this year, did you like the microphones and the speakers and everything that you guys use?
Yes.
Good. All right. Our volunteering. Can't thank you guys enough. The efforts that you guys do, we can't do it all. We appreciate every last bit, every last one of you for helping out and assisting us. See, our social media, which was Bellic, this guy, Sasuke, did a bunch of that, helping us out, getting notifications out to you guys. Our fursuiting department, which, you know, Black and everybody that actually already got awards. Programming, led up by Sasuke. Nico helped out a lot, and also Graphic helped out a lot. Graphic design, Brayden. Yes, another round of applause for Brayden, because I love him there. Our IT department, and also our photography department. We had this guy come in and help us out, Bo. We also had Bo helping us out too. So thank you guys for documenting the indoor waterfalls and everything this year.
You're all our photography department this year. He's just the director.
So I think at this, and if I missed anybody, I'm terribly, terribly sorry. Ops, Reg, I kind of went out of order here. We have Charity, which is going to be coming up in just a second. And I think right now it'd be a great time for me to STFU and throw it back to Nick for a moment to talk to our GOHs.
Would you all like your con book this year?
Yeah.
How about those awesome shirts?
Yeah!
Those come courtesy of our guests of honor, Ken Cat and Robo Shark. Please take the stage above you. It's been said before by our art department and our dealers department that these two go above and beyond and will bend over backwards
even before the ass and the bend over backwards or anything. It's true. They have been an immense help and a wonderful presence. You've seen them in the dealer's den. They have been the nicest people to deal with. And I know you're dying up here. It's okay. Come here, both of you. As we close out this experience, is there anything you'd like to say to our attendees?
You're all awesome, and I hope to see you all again next year, because I definitely want to be back next year.
Audience, cheer them on as they depart. We want this, don't we?
What?
Guests of honor, we love them.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
incredible people. Actually, I love getting the chance to work with our guests of honor every year. It's an honor for me. To work with such talented individuals, and the fact that they make such wonderful things for us to put on our comic book covers, on our t-shirts, and on our merchandise, and they do it for free. I can't thank them enough. I really can't. It's always such a pleasure to get to know them, to get to work with them. They're always such wonderful, genuine people. Another big round of applause for our GOH.
Should be numbers time.
I think it's numbers time.
I think the crowd wants to hear numbers.
Woo! 37!
Let's see our registration folks. Come on down.
Come on,
Red.
Get up here.
Come on down.
Exciting news. Come on, you got it. Come bring it. And by the way, I want to mention, considering we're bringing registration up, you all may have survived LineCon, but they had to work it!
Yeah.
There you go! Bless all of you. Now, who's gonna be the... There he is.
It all got drank at match game.
We try so hard to hide you.
Actually, Silver, I think there's two behind the TV case next to the door back there.
Good. Come on now.
What Dragoon is asking for?
Yeah, come on. You're a felon.
After this weekend, they need it. Have a break.
You earned it.
Yeah, actually. So, guess what? We reached 1,500.
Yeah, there is a little bit of the story. So when we ran the numbers around 3, we were so close. We were so close. We were like 9 short. We had to talk to particular individuals, and by the time we got around to it, there was one left. We were 1499. Guess who bought the 1500 one?
Who?
So, if you don't want, please stand up and give you guys a round of applause. Going to have this auctioned.
Because
this is the last badge
from Cromwell.
So, how do we want to do this?
I think this would be a wonderful time now to throw it to our charity.
I present to you the 1500 badge.
Everything they do is you guys do the work, you guys took the hair, everything is put down there and you guys are all here.
Hello everyone. So we have here the 1500 badge of this year, and the last one ever be produced in Cromwell, Connecticut. So, apparently so, yes. But,
Duck and covered.
So what we're going to do is, we're going to auction off this here badge. I feel we should start it at, what do you all think? Talcrit, $10.
$75!
$75! I heard $75.
$300!
I heard $300.
$300.
$300?
$300?
Do I hear $310? That would actually help Cherry Records a lot. So do we have 310?
Come on, we can work this up.
Come on, it's the last badge of this year.
The first co-op!
I wish. But anyway, so we're at 300. 300 going once. 300 going twice.
350!
350! $5,169.71 and €6.
Kathy, making that a total of $5,176.36 USD.
Well, technically it's $5,500.
Really?
Oh, you just sold the badge, right?
Oh, that's right. Well, I had to recalculate this. Okay.
Math.
That's actually pretty good.
Dogs can't do math.
No, we can't. That's why we rely on the humans.
That's right. They can't look up on it.
All right. So, before I send off some cute, fluffy brigaders to collect any final donations, there's one thing I would like to do. I've had a little bit of struggles this year getting charity all settled, and I needed extra help, and there's one man that helped me do it all this year and has put in a lot of effort in charity this year. Please welcome my musky, husky friend, Kobu the Husky.
Now the stage smells really bad.
Well, that's the whole point of a musky husky. Thank you, Kobu, for all the efforts you've done. All right, so without further ado, myself and five fluffy husky friends, well, not husky friends, but furry friends, are now going to be running around collecting your final donations, and we appreciate all that you give. So without further ado, collect!
Fluffy friends! And I know that we fell shy of our goal this year, but that does not mean I have given up. I extend my challenge to 2020. If we all can raise $15,000 next year, we will yet again have the chance to give me a reverse mohawk, and we'll make it rainbow colored for 15. I think we can do it. I know we can do it.
Back here.
So,
absolutely. Yes. If everybody gives, if all of our attendees give $1, we could actually do that now. What do we say about dogs being bad at math? So, yeah, no, I'll
put two single games. I don't have chains, though, no.
I was thinking something out of it. All
okay,
right.
Okay, then.
Do you have anything to add?
I want that. You know that we can do it. Let's say everything we've got going on next year warrants breaking another record.
Well, what are you, a little angry at me?
What?
Huh? Yeah? What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Say that again. Say that again.
Children.
Children, please, come lighting in the house. Come on.
But Dad?
I'll put your boat
in timeout.
Switch over, my man.
Raise
some money.
Come on.
Open those wallets, folks.
Hey, who was here last year when we went for the record breaker, and the prize then was making these guys eat a bunch of super hot wings?
Oh, yes.
You're wondering now why I told you you couldn't give that mic away?
Now I know why. Let's give a big round of applause for you guys.
Oh.
By the way, I'm keeping this.
Alright. So again, thank you all. But there is one more thing that I have to do. This badge right here represents Burpok's first registration at our next hotel. Whoa! So, after we win this, you can contact our registration group. Their website's on the back there. So, let's start this auction at $10.
55! 200!
202!
202!
250! 250! 251! 251? 300! 300! Woo!
For badge number one.
So, 000.
000. Zero.
Yeah, it is. So, do you want to hear more than 300? 310?
310!
What was that?
310!
Did we hear 310 and 25 cents? Look, I need bus fare to get home, okay? Put you back outside.
Do I hear 320?
400!
400!
Get out of jail card from security. Redeemable only for certain felonies on Please see the fine print. Please see the very, very, very fine print.
As long as you don't get it, it's okay. Alright, so 450, 460? 460? Anyone?
All right, I think we have our winner. Hold on. Did I? 500.
500.
I'll tell you what. How does 0000 and 0001, if you guys are still interested?
Oh boy. What does that mean, Silver?
And let's up the ante. Actually, you know what? Let's just do. Would it be fair to do two badge number ones? No. All right. I'm just trying to work the War Dogs. They hired me.
All right. So 500 going once. 500 going twice.
550.
550. Just change your address, the creditors will never find you.
Musky Husky number one. That would
be gonna be his new license plate after this too.
Oh my god, it probably would be. You thinking about it, Kim?
This wasn't one of the cares.
Oh, you're
Oh, no.
Now, just to clarify, Silver.
600!
We're back at 0-0-0-0-0-2.
Donations that you guys give and the things that we do for them and the great things that they are then able to do with our money.
Hey, Silver, I just got informed.
No.
They just added another 20 on top of that.
No. You guys are trying to give me a heart attack.
This man has heart problems, folks.
He can give me so much.
Wow.
It's real. Thank you guys. All right. What are we? That was it, huh? All right. We are going to total this up. I do believe we have a pizza dead dog thing. Actually, this was another just really amazing thing that happened last moment, because unfortunately Bear, who usually does our dead dogs, did it last year, again was not able to make it this year because of the health things that he was suffering. Our team came together at the last moment to make sure that you guys had entertainment and pizza for this afternoon. So a big huge thanks to these guys that have already been run ragged all freaking weekend to yet again
Hey, Silver.
Yeah.
You know, since we had this big fluffy fursuiter get this first badge, we should definitely do some of the fursuit numbers too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I got the number.
Yes. What is your quest? Wait, wrong thing.
You fail at this. Stop. All right, just stop.
I'm on there.
Shut up.
this year, we filled this room up with a bunch of fursuiters. And after the parade, we broke the record last year.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
418.
Woo!
This was actually on Friday night. We officially signed on with the Crown Plaza in Stamford, Connecticut. They really went out of their way to try to make us feel welcome, and Nico, incredibly uncomfortable.
Let me tell you, folks, I walked while I'm in. I got up from my meeting, 8 o'clock in the morning. I was on 2 hours of sleep. I walked downstairs, I get a call. Nico, we got two guys in the lobby. They're dressed very well. They do not belong here. It was the managers from our new venue. And they're like, oh, what are these? Oh, this place is wonderful. What's going on here? I had to walk them around in my slippers and sloppy t-shirt and bedroom shorts. But you know what? They loved the energy. They loved everything. They loved the way they feel it. They loved the creativity. The happiness. They are so excited to bring this group, this energy into this venue. They are so happy.
That's fun.
So we could not ask for a nicer hotel to be working with right now. They are like literally they're accommodating us with everything. So I absolutely cannot wait for you guys to check this place out. It's amazing. I know this place has been our home for a very long time. I know they've had a lot of trouble in making things happen. And it has definitely showed this year. I do appreciate all of you guys sticking with us, sticking with this hotel through this year. I will sincerely miss this hotel, and I really do hope that they do get the changes and the updates that they have been promised. I know it's not up to them, it's not their fault. They do everything that we do ask. I have formed such relationships with the staff here. I'm really going to miss them. They take care of us. They do everything for us. So I definitely want to give Cromwell one heck of a send-off and thank them for everything that they have done for us and look forward to 2020 still in Connecticut. is the 29th, October 29th through the 1st.
No, we Saturday of the God!
Celebrating Halloween is the Saturday of the God. That's amazing.
It is. Nick wept tears of joy when he found out.
Is there space for the car show?
2021.
I'm not serious.
So I thank you all. I think it is time to release the lock on the vault. Nick.
We have no idea what kind of disasters await us out there. Mostly because we've yet to make them ourselves. However, we know we are entering a strange new world. And it will be a beautiful one of our making in our new home in Stamford. Thank you all, seriously and sincerely, for supporting this con through everything. For being here this year to send it off and bring a bright future to this convention. The only one of its kind. This convention, and we want to take the time as soon as we get home to first take a little breather, maybe eat a little bit, sleep a tiny bit, maybe like 2 hours, 3 if we're pushing it, and then get to work on a truly spectacular presentation online for you about everything we're doing for next year. But you don't have to wait for us on that to check out the new hotel.
Thank you all for one of the best apocalypses we've had yet. We're closing a chapter here in Cromwell and opening a new one for 2020. I declare apocalypse 2019 officially complete.